I was in closed psychiatric care. She had a round face, like a mix between Japanese and Western, so beautiful, and a round ball of red hair that enveloped her. And she always used to use this knitted sweater with lots of details that seemed to fit her perfectly. It just exuded Emma. I talked to her some, we fell in love, maybe. It was football during the Olympics on TV, and we were bored of the play and played with each other instead. She came into Fountain House like a calm wind. She also had a green shirt which she seemed to love more than anything else. It just exuded Emma. She had the most beautiful smile on her face when she asked, "Do you remember my name?" The second day, and I said, "Of course, your name is Emma." She smiled even more. She used to play me songs all day long, until one day, she sat in a chair and whispered, "Hold me!" But it was so quiet and so pretty, I didn't want to ruin her. She picked the start of the face instead and said, "Oh, poor Thomas. I don't mind." I slept with Julia and Bella and Maggie and Rika about it for me. I don't need more. I do hope sometime in the future I meet someone more, which I can make love with like lovers do. But it's looking bleak. I don't take drugs like normal people. I don't stay out late, if at all, like normal people. I'm just a lonely geek in my own problem.